Right now, though, it is time for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started right on the morning munch. And joining us all week long, Pastor Gene Gay from Collingwood Presbyterian Church. Pastor, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back with us, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Thank you. Last fall, I stumbled across a post on Facebook that went like this. My 8-year-old in the car today. Do you want me to throw the confetti in my pocket? Me. No, not in the car. Why do you have confetti in your pocket? 8-year-old. It's my emergency confetti. I carry it everywhere in case there's good news. I laughed out loud when I read this and thought, wow, seriously, maybe we all need to carry around some emergency confetti. Maybe we should at least be watching for good news and ready to celebrate it. These last months haven't exactly been a confetti kind of time, have they? The COVID statistics and the broken hearts behind them, tragic, not good news. You can list other not good news for yourselves. Gun violence, a divided nation, Asian Americans being attacked, climate change hurtling ahead, and the COVID pandemic not giving up and going away. Lots and lots and lots of not good news. But somewhere there is an 8-year-old with emergency confetti in their pocket. What does that kid know that we don't? Maybe they've been reading 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Rejoice always, give thanks in all circumstances. How do we do that? This is not about ignoring everything in the world that is bad news. It's not about skipping through life, never acknowledging the evil that people do to each other. It's not about plastering a grin on our faces and refusing to notice the problems of the world. What it is about is giving thanks in all circumstances. It's about walking through life knowing that God is with us. Knowing that beneath and beyond all the bad news and problems and even evil, God's got our backs. And that is profoundly good news indeed. God's being with us does not mean that horrible things will not happen in our lives, as we well know. But it does mean that when horrible things happen in our lives, God will get us through. Even when death comes knocking on our door, God has promised us that death is not the end. We can, if we choose, be emergency confetti kinds of people ourselves. In fact, that's what 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 calls us to do. Rejoice always. Give thanks in all circumstances. We're called to be people waiting on the edge of our seats because we are always ready for God's love to break through and good news to reign. We are called to fling that confetti, just maybe not in the car. Let us pray. Holy One, good news God, emergency confetti God, you know how difficult this past year has been for so many of us, Lord. We've been in exile from our normal lives, and like the Hebrew exiles in Babylon described in Psalm 137, we have sat down and wept, hanging our harps on the willow trees. With those ancient exiles, we ask how we could sing the Lord's song in this time and place. But you, Lord, call us to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, to give thanks in all circumstances. And so we thank you, Lord. Help us to keep trusting in you, in your presence with us, in your love for us, trusting enough that we will go through our lives with pockets stuffed with confetti as we look for you to appear. This morning we pray for our country and our world. We pray for all the people with COVID and all those trying to care for them. We pray for all those trying desperately to find vaccines and all who are afraid of the vaccines. We give thanks for everyone wearing masks, so distancing, and doing everything they can not to contribute to others becoming ill. We pray this morning for all of the people in our own lives who are suffering in body or spirit in any way. Visit your healing upon them, we pray. Breathe your healing spirit through their bodies, their minds, their souls. This we pray in the name and spirit of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Pastor G. Gay joining us from Collingwood Presbyterian Church. And Pastor, tell us about Collingwood Presbyterian.
Well, you know, I said the other day that Presbyterians like to do things decently and in good order, but we are also led by the Spirit, and sometimes that gets a little bit surprising. So last summer, Collingwood Session, which is our guiding council, decided not to return to worship inside our building until both Lucas and Wood counties went to a yellow level. Now, this has been a stricter guideline than many churches have followed, but in an older building where windows in the sanctuary cannot be opened and where those with mobility issues would have to use a very small cramped elevator to get to the sanctuary, it's been a good policy overall. And it has certainly inspired us to study and worship together in different ways. On Sunday mornings at 11, we gather for worship via Zoom. If you want to join in, you can call the church to learn how to link there. That Sunday morning service is live streamed on our Facebook page, which is Collingwood Presbyterian Church, and uploaded to YouTube, also Collingwood Presbyterian Church. So you can worship with us pretty much any time of the day or night. Our children and youth study and fellowship together every week via Zoom. We also lead evening prayers using Facebook Live at 9 o'clock in the evening, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. All are welcome.
Very cool. And once again, give folks the website where they can find all this information.
The website is www.collingwoodpc.net.
Excellent. Hey, Pastor, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the word you brought.
Thank you. God bless.